Although Obama and Romney agreed cuts in spending are necessary, they differed on which ones and by how much. For instance, Romney would eliminate federal funding for public broadcasting.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too. But I'm not going to keep on spending money on things to borrow money from China to pay for.
Public broadcast funding represents less than 0.02% of the federal budget. While Romney wants to cut the federal budget, the president called for more spending in the area of education.
Hire another 100,000 new math and science teachers. And create 2 million more slots in our community colleges so that people can get trained for the jobs that are out there right now. And I want to make sure that we keep tuition low for our young people.
Richard Mercante, a teacher at St. Petersburg College, says higher education has become the surprise topic of the campaign.
Yeah, it's interesting that President Obama focused or mentioned community colleges, and he did that when he was here at SPC, too. And I thought that was very telling because I think, you know, education became a bigger part of the debate than perhaps they expected it to be.
Romney's plan for education reform and stimulus is to tie funding to the student.
My own view, by the way, is I've added to that. I happen to believe I want the kids that are getting federal dollars from IDEA or Title I. These are disabled kids or poor kids or lower income kids, rather. I want them to be able to go to the school of their choice. So all federal funds, instead of going to the state or to the school district, I'd have go, if you will, follow the child and let the parent and the child decide where to send their student.
Romney attacked Obama on the issue of Medicare. He claims that Obama is encouraging a reckless cut in $716 billion in Medicare in order to finance Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act.
Some 15% of hospitals and nursing homes say they won't take any more Medicare patients under that scenario. We also have 50% of doctors who say they won't take more Medicare patients. We have 4 million people on Medicare Advantage that will lose Medicare Advantage because of those $716 billion in cuts.
Does Romney's claim that Obama wants to deeply cut Medicare hold up to scrutiny? According to PolitiFact.com, the $716 billion refers to Obamacare's reduction in future Medicare spending over 10 years. The money is slated to be paid to insurers and hospitals and not taken from the beneficiaries. The cuts are not from the current budget. The crowd of 60 people who watched the debate last night on a big screen at St. Petersburg College snickered and laughed at some of the candidates' answers. The audience, mostly students, seemed to lean towards Obama. But communications professor Shirley Oakley at SBC said there was no clear winner.
Who won or lost? I just don't think it's that simple. And I don't think it's that polarized.
The next presidential debate will be between Vice President Joe Biden and Republican presidential running mate Paul Ryan. The debate is scheduled for October 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Clearwater.